Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Today's top story from the perspective of someone who's there.
You are looking live.
This just in.
Not my beat.
Today, joining us from NBC Sports, she's the sideline reporter for Sunday Night Football. Been covering the NFL for a long time. Does a fantastic job. She, of course, was on the sidelines when the Commanders clinched, and she'll be there this weekend when the Commanders take on the Bucs in Tampa. Melissa Stark, the game, 8 o'clock on NBC and Peacock. Melissa, thanks so much for joining the show. Great to talk to you.
Great to talk to you. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And it is my understanding, Melissa, that you, earlier before talking to me, talked to Terry McLaurin, and I'm sure we'll hear lots more about that conversation on the broadcast Sunday. But anything in particular stand out that you can share with us now as he prepares for his second career playoff game?
Well, I think, you know, he's so excited, first of all, and he's had so much fun this season, and rightfully so. But I think, you know, I was just talking to him about setting the single season franchise record for most receiving touchdowns, and he's so proud of that. I mean, I think he said he didn't think going into the season, if you'd asked him, you know, he sets goals for himself, right? And if he set a bunch of goals about, you know, how many receiving yards, this, that, and the other, and, you know, make it to the playoffs and potentially play in a Super Bowl, all this stuff. But if you asked him, he did not think that that was going to be a record that he achieved. So super excited about it. You know, also talked to him about his relationship with Cliff Kingsbury and how much he talks to him during the game and how open Cliff is to his ideas and, okay, I'm seeing this, I'm seeing that, and, you know, and how validating that is when, you know, he calls for a certain play and then it works out. So, you know, something to keep. I always try to find things to keep an eye on during the game, you know, some things that we're looking for. So that's definitely something. But I you know, love talking to him just because he's had so many quarterbacks there. And then finally with Jaden, you know, you're seeing what he's capable of. I'm not sure, you know, nationally if he gets the recognition that he has deserved in the past just because of kind of what the organization's gone through and all the quarterbacks that he's gone through. But it's pretty incredible.
I totally agree, and I've been lucky enough to know Terry for a while now since I was back as a beat reporter during his rookie season, and I think it's interesting that he brings up like the relationship, and I'm glad you guys talked about the relationship with Cliff, because I don't know if folks realize how many of the big signature plays that Terry has this year are situations where Cliff has gone to Terry and basically been like, what do you want? Because he knows that, like, that's my guy. And, you know, it goes all the way back to the Cincinnati game winner in week 3 on Monday Night Football, where he's, like, Terry's like, I want to line up over here. I want to run a go route. I'm going to score a touchdown. And Terry's good enough to do that. I know you also are working on talking with Mike Evans and some folks about the record that he set that we all saw on Sunday. What's it been like to work on that and talk to some of the folks that you've been talking to about the history that Mike Evans has made?
Yeah, I mean, it's so cool, right? We have these two receivers who are just setting records left and right, and it's just, you know, the respect within the game and the respect for each other. So, yeah, Mike Evans, I mean, I don't know if you saw it or people saw it, there was about like an 8-minute video on YouTube of Mike Evans from once he set the record to kind of walking through all his teammates and then walking back to the locker room and the reception. You could just sort of see the pressure kind of come off of his shoulders and you know, especially going through injury this season, missing a few games and getting that. I think Baker, we had the Bucks a couple weeks ago. I think Baker wanted it more for him than he did for himself, you know, so I talked to Jerry Rice about it yesterday, and strangely, you know, they've never talked to each other. They don't know each other, but Jerry's like, you know, when I played with Tim Brown with the Raiders, he's like, I envision that playing with Mike Evans would be similar, just in the work ethic, the way they go about it, the receivers that they are. And Jerry was saying, I would love to play alongside Mike Evans, and just that he has so much respect, and Jerry knows, he knows exactly what it takes to go in to get 11 1,000-yard receiving seasons. And, you know, so it was interesting to get Jerry's perspective on it. He tweeted something out, you know, just congratulating him. But I'll talk to Mike tomorrow. I actually fly down there tomorrow. We'll go to practice and then have our production meetings down there tomorrow and talk to Mike. I think they're having – the governor is declaring it Mike Evans Day tomorrow down there, cool. Some sort of special celebration. But just really pretty cool. I asked Jerry how he'd feel if he breaks his record. He's like, I'm all for it, you know? I mean – as we know, the saying goes, records are made to be broken, but just such a good respect level there.
For sure. And Jerry's got so many, he could give up one. He's got like,
exactly.
And he's so far ahead in some of them. It's kind of a joke. Melissa Starks with the sideline reporter for NBC. Of course, Sunday Night Football is where the Commanders will make their return to the playoffs for the first time since they played the Bucs back in the 2020-2021 season. Sunday night, 8 o'clock, NBC and Peacock. And Melissa, you did mention you had the Bucs a couple weeks ago. You also had the Commanders a couple weeks ago when they took on the Falcons. What do you remember, you know, maybe being in the building on Friday when you guys have all those production meetings? And then, you know, as you're thinking about those meetings on Saturday and preparing for the game on Sunday, like, what's the thing that really stood out to you? And then when you're walking out of the stadium Sunday night after they've clinched and Jaden's pulled off what he's pulled off again, like, what's the thing that kind of stuck with you about being around this team when you guys haven't really been around this team because they've been good enough to be on Sunday Night Football most of the last 5 years?
I think the first thing is, you know, we're in the building. We kind of spend the day there. We go to practice. We have our meetings. We go down. We have lunch in the cafeteria, and we're with Dan Quinn, and he's telling us how much he wanted to bring back the history of the organization, right? And that they'd taken down. You spend time in there, like, that they'd taken down all the old photos, right, as you're walking around, and just because of the name change and everything. And he's like, I put them all back up. You know, I wanted, there were so many major accomplishments in the history of this organization. And then to have a guy like Doug Williams, right? I talked to Doug before the game, and I think what struck me from everybody is how much everyone loves Jaden Daniels and his work ethic, from the offense to the defense to the coaches to whoever you talk to. And, you know, Doug Williams saying, I haven't felt this way in so long about this organization, and the energy around the team is off the charts, and everyone's buying in, and you say why, and they say number five, right? And he's like, I call it the Jaden way, like, just his work ethic, how he's the first, we've heard, you know, that he came to the locks in college, right, so that he could get in early, and he's the first guy there and all of that. But, you know, he walks the walk and talks the talk. Like, he's got that. He instantly earned the respect of all these guys just because of the way he goes about it. And he doesn't feel like a rookie. He already treated, you know, we've talked about how he treated college, you know, like at the professional level, so that once he comes, it doesn't feel like a rookie season to Jaden Daniels. And we've seen it this season time and time again. In talking to Terry McLaurin earlier today, I said, you know what, you've lived this. You've lived the change in the organization. What's the turnaround, the whole thing? And he's like, I think in the past that we would always find a way to lose, right? I mean, it's so true. You think about it.
For sure.
And now he's like, and now we're finding ways to win. And we've seen it in all these close games. We saw it in our overtime game on Sunday Night Football and the late game heroics, and that no moment is too big. And so I think that really bodes well for the playoffs. I'm so excited about this matchup. You know, you never know who you're going to get. You find out kind of midway through our game, like halftime in our game last week of Sunday Night Football, where you're headed as a broadcast team. I'm so excited.
As someone who's not a night owl, Melissa, I cannot tell you how excited I was when I heard Mike go, and next, we'll tell you the playoff schedule in the middle of the first quarter. I was like, yes! I do not have to stay up till midnight to find this thing out. And I'm sure you were quite excited to once you guys learned what you get. And the thing is, with the deal that NBC and y'all have with the NFL, you guys get some of the best games every single season, which is fantastic, and you guys do such a great job with them. So happy that that's the case. But you're around the Mahomeses, the Burrows, the Jacksons. Like, you're around the best teams with the best quarterbacks pretty much week in and week out. So.
Yeah.
Is the conversations that you've had this week and in the couple weeks ago about Jaden, are those very similar to those guys, or is it still different because he's a rookie and those guys have been around for a while?
No, and in fact, I'm happy you asked that, because we do one preseason game a year, and normally we do the Hall of Fame game. We couldn't do it this year because we were all at the Olympics. NBC was covering, you know, early August. So we had the Commanders in the preseason. And we just all walked out of there kind of with our jaws dropped. I mean, from Chris Collinsworth to Mike to me to the producer, the director, everybody, of just how he did not seem like a rookie at all. And just the level of respect already then. And, you know, and we so appreciated that he said, I'm glad I had to earn the job. Right. I mean, who says that at that level? And just his mindset and his approach. So I think it's awesome. I think it's so cool when you have these young guys who are the future and the future face of the NFL. And he's obviously such a dynamic, you know, fun quarterback to watch. But like with the poise, and I actually did, you know, one of the things the league has allowed us to do this year, you know, is do the pre-kick interviews right before the game mm-hmm. with a player. And so I did it with Jaden right before, and he was just relaxed and awesome and owned the moment. And Chris Collinsworth afterwards goes, that was my favorite pre-kick interview that we've done all season. And so he's just so likable. And I think it just permeates throughout the building, and you understand that. And, you know, the guys who have been around, the Mahomeses and the Josh Allens and all those guys, are obviously phenomenal recover. And, but, you know, even like a Baker Mayfield this week, you know, he's so fun. He's never out of the game. He can always bring you back. And to see the way it's two totally different stories, obviously, but to see the way he's turned around his career and really found a home, you know, and started a family and had a child and all this stuff, and is so grounded and feels so appreciated in Tampa. You know, every quarterback has their story, but it's a really fun one, I think, with both of them.
Last question for Melissa Stark here, of course, Sidelines NBC. She'll be there this weekend as the Commanders take on the Bucks in the wild card round of the NFL playoffs. And we talk so much, we spent so much of this interview, Melissa, talking about the composure and just the nature of Jaden Daniels. There's no bigger test of that composure than, all right, buddy, you're in the playoffs. Like the pressure is cranked all the way to 10. And you've covered so many playoff games over your career. I'm curious how you think the playoff experience that is plentiful in Tampa. This is a team that's won their division 4 straight years, and a lot of the same guys are around versus Washington. We're sure you have Ertz, sure you have Wagner. There's a couple other guys that have played in the playoffs, a couple mm-hmm. guys that came over from Dallas, but a lot of guys that either haven't been here a while, and a bunch of coaches that, you know, Cliff, Joe Witt, haven't been here in their current position. So how do you think that experience factor plays into the game this weekend when it comes to meeting the moment?
Right. I think a couple things. Number one, I'd start, you know, with Dan Quinn and just the command and the of the organization and the leadership and the respect that he has. And he has been there. He's had some major ups and downs, right, in playoffs, as we, you know, as we well know. But I also would say, you know, in talking to Terry McLaurin earlier today, what he said is the games, a lot of the games that we've had this season, and it's what you and I talked about earlier in our conversation, the close games, the moments where you've had to rise to the occasion and stay even keel, and the fact that no moment is too big. I think that those have really helped this team, right? Because it's like, what's your heart rate? What's your pulse like, right? And we've seen them find ways to win those games as opposed to find ways to lose, as Terry said, that the organization has in the past. So, you know, it's a new slate. I think it all starts anew. And I think the fact that, and as Terry said, like, we're finishers. That's what he's like, I feel like we've got to start faster. That's the key. I mean, it's great to be a finisher, right?
Right.
Because that really bodes well, because it's, you can start fast, sure, but it's how you finish. So I think that's really cool. And I'm actually glad that he, you know, highlighted that. And we chatted about that, because it, you know, if, for whatever Washington fans are listening, I think it, you know, it should give you confidence and bodes well for the team in terms of their mentality going in.
For sure. And Dan had a great quote earlier this week. He's like, I love that we can do this, but I try to tell the guys we don't have to. They're 8-4 in close games this year. For whatever it's worth, the Bucks only 3-5 as close games defined by NFL Pro and Next Gen Stats. So if it's close, which playoff games often are, it seems like the advantage will be with Washington, but we'll see on Sunday. Melissa, Mike, Chris will be there. You can watch the game on NBC4 here locally in D.C., of course, on Peacock as well. Melissa, this was so great to chat. Really appreciate it. Safe travels, and look forward to watching you and the crew this weekend.
Thank you. Thanks so much. Great to talk to you. I appreciate it.
That's Melissa Stark, everybody. Sidelines for NBC Sports with us here on the Hoffman Show. Again, 8 o'clock, their coverage starts. But let's be real. You're just going to flip over after you watch the Packers-Eagles game, which is after you watch the 1 o'clock game, which your TV is just going to be probably on. You're not going to move from your couch after watching the games on Saturday. It's what we're all doing this weekend. It's going to be glorious. When we get back, let's actually dive into that last discussion point that I just had with Melissa on close games and the playoff pressure. Are we nervous at all about all of these players that haven't been there before for the Commanders? We'll talk about it next on the Hoffman Show on the Team 980 and always live on the free Odyssey app.